wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Fresh butter and milk for you and your ilk. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a dancing New Year.
All right, this is just silly.
Yes, it is. You're right.
Where did this come from?
Who knows?
YouTube.
Yeah. No. This is actually before YouTube.
For good muscle tones, complexions, and bones, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
It's almost over.
Thank you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
For milky smooth skin, use our dairy bin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you.
Yeah, I don't know where this came from. Maybe the American Dairy Association. Right? I mean, wouldn't that make
That's
sense?
That's a good guess.
You may as well sell your product, Big Finish.
Just before the Got Milk campaign.
Yeah.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy
There you go. So, don't worry, Kat. Next week we'll play nothing but serious Christmas music.
Oh,
but up until then,
what makes you think I only approve of serious Christmas
music?
I
don't know that you do, but I'm just all of these I know are surprising to you as well. Tomorrow,
I'm just impressed with the depth of your catalog.
Oh well, again,
I know.
Been doing this for a few years.
I'm surprised he's played all these songs and he hasn't played "The Night Santa Went Crazy."
Well, considering short-term news items that have taken place, I wouldn't think now's the best time to be doing that.
Well, I suggested it last week before anything else happened.
So, tomorrow, I have to clean it up first. Tomorrow we have Larry the Cable Guy doing Christmas Carol.
He's actually a friend of mine.
Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I know Larry. He's a good guy.
You know a lot of people.
Well, he's done radio for a long time.
Well, that doesn't mean you know anybody.
Well, yeah, no, you run into people through your show and you end up either developing a relationship or not. But
he's about one of the only ones that I really and truly can say, yeah, I know him.
There you go.
Well, that's funny.
So Merry Christmas. A new report says Christmas Day is by far the deadliest holiday for U.S. Americans. That has to make you feel
awesome.
Good. Yeah. Actually, it's a study in the medical journal Circulation. And again, how many copies do they print?
Exactly.
So that you could know. Says that there are over 12% more deaths on Christmas Day than any other day. Why? Weather, which causes traffic accidents, and stress, which causes heart attacks and stroke.
So, huh.
If you're
an overconsumption of delicious food.
Yeah, if you have to drive a long way to go spend time with people you don't want to have anything to do with, I mean, it's a double whammy, right? The National Journal reports that we're about to embark on another battle to either modify or get rid of the Electoral College.
Wow, interesting.
Well, it happens really after every presidential election, and I think yesterday, members of the Electoral College cast their official final votes in the they do that on Monday, is that right?
I think they did it yesterday, and then it's not ratified by Congress until Monday.
So, apparently, I don't know if you know, Barack Obama won, and so he gets the second term, and all that goes with it. The popular vote from state to state dictates whether Democratic or Republican electors get the honor, but the outcome was never in doubt. More than 270 votes, of course, needed to get that. So, anyhow, they're talking about making some sort of change. The difference this time is that Republicans with legislative majorities in three key Democrat-leaning states, that would be Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, might actually pull something off. The plan in those states is apparently to pass bills similar to those passed in Maine and Nebraska to award Electoral College votes proportionally and eliminate the winner-take-all plan. Now, that's kind of interesting. President Obama won all three states in 08, good for 46 electoral votes, because of the winner-take-all system. Now, had the votes been awarded proportionally by congressional district, Mitt Romney would have won 26 of those electoral votes compared with just 19
no
for President
kidding.
Obama. So, I mean, it could make a difference. And if you look at, I mean, again, this has happened before, but if you look at the red state, blue state, and you look at U.S. America, the entire map, you see there's a whole bunch of Republican in there. But in the big cities, that's where the Democrats win. And so, I mean, it's an interesting concept, but I don't know that it's necessarily going to happen. And contrary to the rumors that are flying around in the blogosphere yesterday, former Massachusetts governor and Democrat presidential candidate Mike Dukakis will not be appointed to fill John Kerry's seat because he looked goofy when he drove that tank, right?
With the helmet on, yeah.
I guess that's probably the only reason, but anyway. He's...
that was his coup de grace for his career.
Yeah, that pretty much did it. There's not people laugh, anyway. Okay, fiscal cliff thing. Yeah, fine. Okay, that's great. And I guess we'll probably talk to Bill Flores tomorrow. And I don't know. That's kind of a neat story this morning at 6:46. 6-year-old Noah Posner was one of the many young lives taken on Friday at Sandy Hook Elementary. JetBlue helped his family remind the world that he'll never be forgotten. Noah's aunt, Victoria, okay, on Sunday, she tweeted that her 5-year-old son wanted a love note to be buried with Posner. Her husband was in Newtown, Connecticut, to attend the funeral, but he didn't want to scan the note into an email. She preferred that Noah be buried with the real thing. So she tweeted, "How does a 9x12 piece of paper travel 3,000 miles in less than 24 hours? U.S. Postal Service was closed, FedEx and UPS were not going to be able to do that." So she tweeted, "I need to know if there's a way to overnight an envelope from Connecticut as my son-in-law wants notes from the whole family buried with Noah. Help?" Question mark. Within 10 minutes, JetBlue responded.
No kidding.
Yep, they offered to help her. Victoria delivered the note to Craig Myers, who's a JetBlue flight attendant, who was working the JFK plane. On Monday morning, a friend of Victoria's boarded the plane to retrieve the note so she wouldn't have to go through security, and they got the note there in less than 24 hours. That's a pretty cool thing
for
JetBlue.
That is cool.
Because JetBlue does some stuff that's kind of goofy and kind of funky and that kind of thing, but they probably need kudos at that point. Delta also responded. They just did not respond as fast, but good on those two, I would think. All right, it's 6:47.